We're on the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Project field tour. I'm visiting with Barb Lieberhoff with the Illinois EPA. And Barb, tell me what you do for EPA here.
I am a environmental protection specialist, and I work in our sections, our watershed management section. 319 program is what we work with, and it's the federal $319 of the Clean Water Act that is helping fund this project. And our role in the project was working with CTIC collaboratively to get into a watershed, reapproach Livingston County, to work on some ag BMP practices, and just work to collaboratively as a watershed as a whole, to improve the water quality. This Indian Creek goes into the Vermilion River, which is on one of our 303 listed impaired waters. It is also a total maximum daily load that is possibly going to be done in that water body as well. So we wanted to do something around that vicinity where we had the partners would be willing to get involved in the project as well. So the Indian Creek was a good fit.
So this is, I would characterize it from what I've heard, kind of like a proactive approach to develop these best management practices, provide some baselines and guidelines for how management of the watershed goes forth.
Right, right. We had heard that the city of Fairbury here and some of the farmers in the Indian Creek watershed are very proactive, proactive in the conservation practices already, and would be very willing to participate in some of the NRCS programs that they already have, and then our part is to work with CTIC and collaboratively and just get more partners involved and more best management practices on the ground, conservation practices to improve the overall water quality in the watershed.
Well, we hear about problems and work and solutions in a lot of other areas. I think here in some areas like in the Midwest here, we don't think that we're at that point maybe, but is it fair to say that without doing this kind of work, businesses like farmers, and others for that matter, are going to face increased regulation as we look at how we better take care of our environment?
That's correct. If we do things early in the process, we're only helping ourselves in the long run. We don't know what's going to happen further down the line in a few years, 10 years, 15 years. So if we do what we know now, we're only helping us in the long run. We're creating better water quality, a better environment, a better community. So everyone benefits here. So the earlier we start, I think, is the better.
How would you describe the cooperation, the participation that you've seen so far? I know we're, about a year into it. Mm-hmm. How's it going from your perspective?
Phenomenal. Once we sat down at the table with Livingston County Soil and Water Conservation District, and Indian Creek was approached immediately, ourselves and CTIC were approaching the city of Fairbury. The mayor is on boards here today. Mm-hmm. And just the landowners themselves have really accepted everything that was going on and willing to do additional on top of what they're already doing in their community and in the watershed. So I would say it's just been stupendous. So really well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. We just want to kind of get a little perspective since this is really being made possible in large part by Illinois EPA.
Yes, it is. We're very happy to be a partner and continue, and can't wait to see what happens in the years to come as the project progresses.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you, Barb Lieberhoff with the Illinois EPA. And here on the CTIC Indian Creek Watershed Tour, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.